Hello and welcome to the Life Care Services Health Services Division podcast. I'm Tony Galvan, Director of Health and Wellness, and with me today is Susan Altman, Director of Quality Innovation, and we have a few special guests with us today. We're actually coming to you live from our inaugural Health and Wellness Navigation Training and Orientation from Monarch Landing in the Chicagoland area, and we're very excited to have with us today Jan Keel, Health and Wellness Navigator from Friendship Village Kalamazoo, Kathy Harmon, Administrator from Friendship Village Kalamazoo, and Ben Blanton, Director of Health Navigation at Cypress Glen. So hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
So we're actually wrapping up our second day of Health and Wellness Navigation Orientation. And for those of you that don't know, this is one of our just bigger strategic initiatives organizationally. Certainly within our health services division. And so we wanted to take this opportunity just to get a little bit of feedback, just get some thoughts, some insights, and some reactions as to how the last couple of days have been. And again, we're uniquely happy and feel lucky to have an administrator in particular here in the form of Kathy. So I just want to get some general reactions for you, Kathy. You know, you and I have been working a little bit together as far as doing some of your community assessments, looking at what health navigation might look and feel like at your community. So you've been a part of the process, and Jen, your navigator, is about a month old in her position. And so this is, as we think about the process of getting this program integrated in a community, you kind of have been following that pattern and that process. So now that you've sat through most of the orientation, what are some of your thoughts and reactions?
I'm very excited to have this brought to our community. Just sitting here, I keep coming up with great thoughts that we need to do and writing them down. And I'm getting a much clearer picture of how the whole community involvement, the directors and each of the interdisciplines are going to interact with each other and make such an improvement in the health of our residents.
Jan, what have been some of your just kind of initial thoughts and reactions to the, again, last day and a half, couple of days, as it pertains to your specific role? It's obviously unique, different from community to community, but what would have been some of your initial thoughts and reactions?
I feel that the two-day seminar has been very informative and advantageous to help us, at least help us direct us in some manner of getting involved in all levels of care. For health and wellness, beneficial to each and every resident, regardless of the level of care, and hoping that they age in place and are able to stay in their home environment. That is an important part of the navigator, and it also involves the whole team for the well-being of the resident.
You know, Kathy, a lot of what we've covered over the last couple of days and one of our health services division primary initiatives is to really help communities in not only developing but deploying their post-acute care strategies. That's really a cornerstone of what our group is here to do. How do you feel that the Health and Wellness Navigation Program can and will be a part of that for your community?
I think it will help us to help our residents be much more successful in their post-acute, travel, their trip back home, and less of an opportunity or less of a inconvenience of them coming back to the hospital, that we will be able to help them to stay healthy by using other community, not other communities, but other resources in order to keep them safe and healthy and make their rehab worth their while so that it's not a repeat visit.
Do you think that having the Health and Wellness Navigation Program in your community, and specifically having someone like Jan as your navigator, gives you a competitive advantage as you look to get more different referral sources?
Very much so. We have been doing some PAC meetings with some of the hospitals, and they actually, some of the doctor's office has navigators, and I had mentioned it to them that we were getting a navigator. This was maybe about a month or so ago, and they were very excited to hear that we would be participating in something like this to help the success of the residents and their patients.
We specifically just finished up a session on sort of the metrics and the data components of what health navigation means. Why do you think that's important to be able to quantify the success of your health navigation program?
Well, we want to make sure we're headed in the right direction. If we don't see improvement in what we're doing, then there's no reason to do it. So we want to see that we either are succeeding or not and make changes as need be to make sure that we are in the right direction.
How do you think your sales and marketing folks might leverage the fact that you have a navigation program and someone like Jan in that navigator role?
I think that that would be something they would really find beneficial for them, that they would make that part of their marketing. It would be such a benefit for people coming in to know that we have this availability to help them direct them in the improvement or maintenance of their health.
And then, Jan, what are you most excited about as you think of, you know, this wraps up kind of the orientation experience. There's going to be several Jans out there that are going to kind of go through this. And so what are you looking forward to as you think of going back to your community and continuing the onboarding process?
Well, to continue the learning process, for sure. And this gives you an opportunity to get to know other directors and the role that they play. Because I, being new, and I'm not sure of every director's responsibility. I know we're all involved and we're all responsible for the wellness of the residents. So I'm really excited to work together as a team and find out what I need to do as a team player.
Okay, well, this is Susan. And Tony, I just want to tell you what a great orientation session this has been. The fruits of our labor have definitely
paid off.
But I wanted to ask Ben some questions. Ben, so Ben is from Cypress Glen. And Ben, I am familiar with your market. I've worked with Jonathan Erickson. I've worked with your board before. I know that you're not necessarily in a big, heavily populated post-acute world in your local market. So I wondered what your takeaways are and what your focus is. What might you take away from this two-day session to bring value to the navigator position at Cypress Glen?
Absolutely. Like you said, our post-acute population is not as large as maybe other communities, but we do have the ability from this training to focus inward into our own community and the case management and making sure that our own programs at Cypress Glen are focused on getting those residents from point A to point B with as little resistance as possible, and also to make sure that, you know, they have what they need when they need it.
Okay, that's great. And then what can you tell us about how you're going to work with your medical director for maybe just to pursue and further this program at your community?
We have a relatively new medical director. He's been there since the beginning of the year, and he is very progressive in his thinking. He is very open to new ideas, very willing to try new things, new approaches, and I would really like to work with him on programs for the residents, possibly, you know, chronic disease information, you know, things that the residents may have questions about but not know who to go to, or may not see their physician but maybe once a year, and have our medical director who is there to answer those questions more readily than maybe they have access to. And he's also been very instrumental in our health center with admissions and being flexible on, you know, admissions that may have challenges that he is willing to tackle, and really get those admissions in place and the residents the things they need.
Well, that's great, Ben. And, you know, I've got to tout your story a little bit. You're standing on 4 consecutive deficiency-free surveys, I believe.
Yes, 5 out of the last 6 years.
Woohoo! That's great, Ben. So that'll definitely add to your story. Yes. with the navigator, the value that brings to your community, to the boards, the owners, your hospital system, because they are a part of this, even though you don't have a large post-acute space, but certainly your residents and your family members. So I appreciate that, and I'll turn it back to Tony.
Well, we just wanted to do a quick little check-in with everybody, so that about wraps it up for us. Again, a lot of thanks to our special guests today, Jan, Kathy, and Ben, and co-host Susan Altman here today. So thank you guys for joining us, and check out the rest of our episodes. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC, is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.